Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Hi there, beloved. We are now at Yao One Nugget here on Worship Radio 247. And as you know, we're going through the book of 1 Peter and 2 Peter. We have completed 1 Peter. We're now on 2 Peter, and we're now into chapter 2. And today, we're looking at verse 3. If you can remember in verses 1 and 2, Peter is talking about false prophets, false teachers, coming in the end times, putting us off track. Verse 2 says, many will follow their evil teaching and shameful immorality, and because of these teachers, the way of the truth will be slandered. Watch what happens in verse 3 now. In their greed, they will make up clever lies to get hold of your money. But God condemned them long ago, and their destruction will not be delayed. In their greed, they will make up clever lies to get hold of your money. Now, Peter here is talking about these evil teachers with shameful immorality that are thinking up clever ways of getting your money. Now, beloved, I tell you this, nowadays in this world, there are many different companies. These are not Christian companies, I have to say, but there are many different companies that have very, very clever ways of getting your money. There are con artists that are working around the world now that are also thinking of very clever ways to get your money. The most prolific at the moment is when you receive an email, and this happens to me all the time. Well, it's not so much now, I have to say, because I keep bouncing their emails back to them. But I was getting a lot of emails from people saying, beloved in Christ. It starts like that, beloved in Christ. And then they go on to say that they are sick and their uncle has left them £500,000 or £2.5 million or $2.5 million, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. And they want to donate that money to us because we're such wonderful, wonderful people. And all I've got to do is send them details to this address, and then the ball will start rolling. Well, if you're gullible to fall into that one, you'll find it'll cost you thousands of dollars and you'll get absolutely nothing, because it's a lie, it's a con. Now, they purport to be Christians because they say, dear beloved in Christ. But I'm not fooled. As a ministry ourselves, I don't know if you've noticed this, but we never ask for money. We never just blankly ask for money. Sometimes what we will do is we will come to you and we will say, we have certain needs. These are the needs we have at the moment. Martin and I do not take a salary. No one at Worship Radio 247 takes a salary because we can't afford to. The money just isn't there. But beloved, watch this. If we come to you and say to you, we need money for this, that, and the other, we will tell you the needs. And the needs will not be ours. They will be to further the word of Christ. That's what they'll be for. And that is the only reason we would ever come to you. We will never, ever ask you for money, point blank. We will never say, donate now to Worship Radio 247. We will never say that online. Why don't we do that? Because I am such a great believer that when you live by faith, God honors your life. I know a story of a guy called George Muller, who was down in the West Country in the 1800s. He started an orphanage. He didn't have any money at all. And he started this orphanage. At the end of his life, he had orphanages all over the place, and he had never asked for one penny piece. The money came in on donations, and he never asked. He never once asked for any money. Not one time. and the Lord blessed his ministry. And Muller's orphanages were amazing. They were Christian homes for kids who had nowhere to go, who were orphans. But the point I'm trying to make here is he never asked for any money. There are many ministries around this world, beloved, and none of them ask for money. Yet there are other ministries that do ask for money. Now, I'm not judging them. I'm not saying that that's what they should be doing or that's not what they should be doing. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is, I personally, and you need to get this clear, I personally disagree with it. It's that simple. That's how I feel. That's how I feel about this. So I'm not saying to you that you must personally feel indifferent about it or disagree with it. I'm giving you my personal opinion because I know that God works through ministries the world over, and those people never ask for any money, and the money comes in because they are living by faith. If I were to ask you blankly for money, I believe I would be not living by faith anymore. I'm relying on your generosity. If you want to give money to Worship Radio 247, you can do. But it's got to be up to you, and it's got to be up to God. In other words, God has got to work on your heart to say, you know what, I think you ought to give some money to Worship Radio 247. And if you obey God, then you do that. But there are ministries, there are Christian ministries out there. As Peter is saying now, in their greed, they will make up clever lies to get hold of your money. And then Peter goes on to say, but God condemned them long ago, and their destruction will not be long delayed. Beloved, we need to know and be on our guard. In these final last days, we need to be on our guard for people who will try to get money out of us, who will try to take us down a pathway that is not God's pathway. I was talking yesterday about cults, and I was thinking to myself, it must be so difficult for someone to persuade someone else to go into a cult. It's not. Believe you me, it is not. Because they have very, very clever ways of doing it. On the light, they're shining like light. They're shining like stars. Their smiles are fantastic because they've been brainwashed. We have to be on our guard in these last days. No one said, beloved, it was going to be easy, and it isn't easy. It's really difficult. So you need to find a ministry, a Christian ministry that you want to give to. You need to pray about it and say, Lord, should I give money here? And if he gives you the okay, if you feel peace in your spirit, then do it. That's fine. But if you don't feel peace in your spirit, then do not do it. That is my advice. And I am following the advice of Peter here when he says, in their greed, they will make up clever lies. Look at the word clever. The lies are very, very clever. They are very subtle. Just be on your guard, beloved. Let's pray. Father God, I want to pray in Jesus' name that those who are listening to this word, Lord, would be on their guard when it comes to giving their precious, hard-earned money. They would be on their guard as to who they give that money to. You have asked us to give, Lord. You have asked us to do that. But I pray in Jesus' name, you would show us where you would have us send our money. We love you, Lord. We honor you, and we give you the honor and the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.